Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Political hitmen. I'm Howie Silberger, your political hitman here on Israel News Talk Radio. You could join me in the chat room by going to israelnewstalkradio.com and clicking on that button that says live chat. And I'm in the chat room. I'm in the chat room the entire show. I may not answer you right away as I'm hosting the show. It might be hard for me to type, but I am monitoring the chat room and I will chat with you during the breaks if you're there. So join me in israelnewstalkradio.com. And, of course, this is a call-in show, which means that you could call in. The number is to call 301-768-4841 in North America and Israel. The number is 02-6500-151. So the great American empire has collapsed. It is on the verge. Well, it hasn't really quite collapsed yet. But it's getting there. The American empire is gone. It's finished. It's over. And how do we know that the American empire is over? Well, quite simply, because we could look at history and see that any empire in history that loses major wars, that embarrasses itself, that gives up its armaments and abandons its people, is a regime that is not going to last much longer. We saw it with the Romans, you saw it with the Greeks, you saw it with the British, and now you're seeing the great American empire crumble. And it's kind of scary to think about what is going to replace the great American empire. And I want to look at this crumbling of the great American empire during this show. So you could join me in the chat room at israelnewstalkradio.com. You could join me on the phone by calling in 301-768-4841 in North America. In Israel, 02-6500-151. The great American empire has collapsed. Long live the American people. I'm Howie Silberger's political hitman. We'll be back just after this.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Political hitmen.
I'm Howie Silberger, your political hitman here on Israel News Talk Radio. Join me in the chat room, IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Click on the chat room button. Call in 301-768-4841 in North America. In Israel, the number is 02-6500-151. The great American empire has fallen. And the symbol of the falling of the great American empire is the helicopters and the planes leaving Afghanistan. Now, we could argue that the Americans shouldn't have been in Afghanistan at all. There was no reason for them to attack Afghanistan. We could argue that Americans should have known better, as nobody's ever been able to conquer Afghanistan, not as far back as the Roman Empire, not as far back as the ancient Greece and the Assyrians. Nobody's ever been able to conquer that land. That land is unconquerable. We should have known that the great American empire was going to fall when the original Gulf War happened. I remember clearly when the Gulf War happened. I was a young guy. I was 18, 19 years old. And I remember that I was sitting in the basement of my parents' house. And I was working on a pro-Israel project with a man named Dan Nimrod. Now, Dan Nimrod was an interesting guy. He was a publisher. He owned a publishing house called Dawn Publishing. He wrote a book called Peace Now, A Blueprint for National Disaster. And we're sitting in the basement of my parents' house. He was a man in his mid-70s. I was a teenager. And we're working on a project. And the project that we were working on was trying to get a Peace Now professor, a Jewish professor at one of the universities who was the president of Peace Now, out of his position as the chair of the history department after he made statements comparing the Jews of Hebron to Nazis. So we're sitting there, and the Gulf War had started just a couple of months before we started this project together. And we're sitting in the basement, and Dan Nimrod looked at me and said, "Howie, this is the end of the American Empire, the beginning of the end." He was referring to the Gulf War. Now, when Dan spoke to me, I took notice. Dan Nimrod was a man who in the 1940s, in the mid-1940s, he was working in France and across Europe, gaining guns and armaments to put onto the ship, the Altalena, to help the Irgun fight for the state of Israel. He was the kind of guy who would stand in the forefront and wasn't scared of anyone. And he told me that the American Empire has fallen. He told me that way back in 1991. And I watched in 91 as the Americans defeated Saddam Hussein and hung him, and then allowed Iraq to fall into the chaos that it still exists in today. I watched, and I learned. Well, they didn't defeat him in 91. They defeated him later, but you know what I mean. They in 91, America backed out of Iraq too. They defeated him after 9/11. I know. So, but it was all interconnected. On September 11th, 2001, a bunch of planes hijacked by Saudi Arabian men crashed into New York, crashed into the Pentagon, crashed into a field. We all know what happened on September 11th. And what was America's reaction? Let's attack Afghanistan. Let's attack Iraq. Why Afghanistan? Why Iraq? Well, why would America attack their ally in Saudi Arabia? One of the largest funders of terrorism and anti-American terrorism in the world. Why would they attack them? They supply the oil for most of the world. Attacking them would drive up oil prices, would make the American government a little less popular amongst their population. So 20 years ago, America entered Afghanistan on false pretenses to get rid of the Taliban, a group of a breakoff group, by the way, of Osama bin Laden's group in Afghanistan that was the Mujahideen, that was funded by Americans to fight the Russians. So America funded the Mujahideen, funded Osama bin Laden, the man who later orchestrated the attacks on America, which launched the second beginning of the end of the American Empire. And the Bakoff group was Al-Qaeda, which was also run by Osama bin Laden, but Al-Qaeda was anti-American. So they took their training from the Americans when they were the Mujahideen, and then became anti-American when they became Al-Qaeda. And America lost. America lost the war. They lost the war. America went running out of Afghanistan this week with their tails between their legs, leaving behind billions of dollars worth of equipment, thousands and thousands and thousands of guns, bombs, tanks, You name it, they left it. A shocking amount of military equipment. But worst of all, leaving behind American citizens, abandoning them into the hands of the Taliban, who have promised to not kill these Americans. Now, you have to believe me when I say that when a terrorist promises not to kill an enemy, the enemy's probably dead already. It's a very, very sad story. I had high hopes for the American Empire. I love the United States of America. I think it is a great country. I've always loved the United States of America. I'm telling you, I love the United States of America so much that my bar mitzvah theme was red, white, and blue, was the United States of America. I've always been a very big fan of the U.S. And seeing the U.S. collapse the way it's collapsing internally, and this is part of why it collapsed externally, seeing it collapse internally and seeing it implode the way it's imploding is very sad. And I have to think that me looking at the U.S. collapsing and the way it's collapsing and the end of the American empire and being such an America lover, loving America as much as I love America, I have to think that thousands of years ago, when the Roman Empire fell, that there were people who were just like me looking at the Roman Empire and saying, this is terrible. What terrible news. What's going to happen next? Who is the next empire that's going to rise? And how evil is the next empire going to be? People looking at the Ottoman Empire falling just after World War II and wondering, what's going to happen next? Where are we going from here? And that's what people are wondering. America spread themselves way too thin. They decided to become the world police. And that job failed. They failed miserably in that job. You can't impose Western democracy on people who don't understand Western democracy. You can't go into the Middle East and take a country, remove its leadership, and expect them to follow Western democratic ideals. That's not the way the Middle East works. That's not the way the mentality of the Middle East works. And America has always failed on understanding the mentality of the Middle East. That is why in the 1990s, they sent Condoleezza Rice, a black woman, to go and negotiate with Saddam Hussein. There is a picture, it's a great picture and a video of this, of Condoleezza Rice showing up to speak to Saddam Hussein. And Saddam Hussein kind of looking at her as a black woman and laughing that America didn't know that the lowest form of human that existed in Iraq at the time, according to Iraqi cultural existence, was a black woman. That being black and being a woman really put them right on the bottom of the list. They didn't realize that. So sending Condoleezza Rice, who, by the way, is brilliant. I mean, I don't agree with her politics, but she is brilliant. And sending Condoleezza Rice to negotiate with an Arab leader was probably not the greatest idea in the world. But here America decided to do that because America said, we have the might and might makes right. We could do what we want regardless of what the world thinks or of the reality on the ground. So we could walk into Libya, we could walk into Syria, we could walk into Iraq and Afghanistan, and we could say we are building a Western democracy right here in the Middle East. And although no other nation has been able to do that in the past, and it has been quite clear, and just look at the British Empire and what happened with the British in the Middle East, it was quite clear that Western democratic values aren't valued in the Middle East, and that's not the way the mentality works there. In the Middle East, it is more animalistic, and I hate to say that in the 21st century, but that's the truth. Middle East is a lot more animalistic. Might makes right. If you are stronger than me, and you could show that you're stronger than me, and you have a military that's stronger than me, then you are in charge, which is why leaders like Saddam Hussein of Iraq pretended to have nuclear weapons, pretended to have an army that was able to defend his country, because he felt that if everybody in the region felt that he had an army and he had nuclear capabilities and he was stronger than everyone else, then he held the power card in the region. That's why
That's the mentality in the region. Might makes right. The strongest army wins. Survival of the fittest. Put it any way you want to put it. Word it verbal. Word it any way you want to word it. That is the way it works in the Middle East. Join me in conversation. Call in 301-768-4841 in North America. In Israel, 02-650-0151. Join me in the chat room, IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I'm Howie Silberger. This is Political Hitman.
Hi, I'm Steve Miller.
And I'm Matt Zucker.
Join us for Lighten Up, where we take a look at the week's current events in Israel and from around the Jewish world through a humorous lens.
If you've been paying attention during these crazy times, you know that it's a challenge to parody life anymore. But join Steve and I as we give it the old college try. Not only is being happy an obligation, but life is just too short to take it all so seriously.
So join me, Steve Miller.
And me, Matt Zucker.
For Lighten Up every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Israel, only on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Political Hitman.
I'm Howie Silberger, this is Political Hitman here on Israel News Talk Radio. The American Empire has fallen. It's it. It's over. America is gone. It's finished. It has lost all its political currency. It's lost all its military currency. America cannot survive the hit it took. And if it does survive, it will be a much weakened state. No one could claim that America is a superpower anymore. America has given up the mantle of superpowers. The only superpowers that now exist, well, the only superpower that now exists, maybe there's two of them, is China and I would say maybe Iran. These are the two superpowers that exist in the world today. America has fallen. It is gone. Knocked off the pedestal. Nobody cares about America anymore. And America did it to herself. Well, allowing the Black Lives Matter movement to destroy America from the inside out, allowing the Democratic Party and Joe Biden as president to destroy America from the outside in, America has pretty much imploded. And it is very unfortunate because it took a long time for America to build up the prestige and to build up the power that they had. To watch it collapse is very upsetting. And I'm being honest. I am shocked and I'm very upset about this. But here we are. Here we are. At the end of the American reign. This latest withdrawal from Afghanistan, a war that America should never have entered, and now a war that America knew they would never win, and now this bloody withdrawal where American soldiers were killed and American citizens were abandoned by the American government. Let me just stop here for 1 second, because we have to understand that American citizens that were abandoned by the American government, that American citizens were abandoned by the American government. And I'm going to repeat that a third time because it's the most unbelievable statement. A government's job is to protect its citizens. That's the only reason that a government exists. Protect your citizens. Take care of your citizens. Make sure your citizens are safe and happy. That is the reason that any government, American government, any government at all exists. By abandoning their people, by leaving their people in Afghanistan in the hands of the Taliban, but not only leaving them in the hands of the Taliban, but the Americans that were stuck in the hands of the Taliban were trying to get out. They were trying to get to the airport. They couldn't get there. America had no escape plan. They had no plan to evacuate their people. But even worse than that is that the Biden administration, the government of the United States of America, turned the names of all the Americans still in Afghanistan over to the Taliban. Now, the Taliban promised that they wouldn't hurt these Americans. Of course, a fundamentalist Muslim organization that has a record of running around and shooting people in the face because they disagreed with their political point of view or wasn't Muslim, would of course not kill secular Americans that were stuck in Afghanistan.
of course, they're going to take perfect care of them. They're going to treat them like princes and princesses. They're going to throw big balls for them, big bashes, and put them up in five-star hotels. That's, of course, what the Taliban's going to do. They're not just going to walk up and shoot them in the face because they're Americans, part of the evil empire that they defeated. America running with their tail between their legs showed the weakness that America has. The weakness of fear. And the second you show fear in the Middle East, in any country in the Middle East, doesn't matter where you are, if you show fear in the Middle East, you have lost. You have lost the fight. And this is something that North Americans have a very hard time understanding. This concept is something that North Americans refuse to understand, which is why they keep insisting on land for peace and negotiate peace with your enemies. This desire of Americans and North Americans to push their political values, their Western political values, their secular ridiculous values on the rest of the world has backfired time and time again. And yet Americans keep trying to do it, and Americans keep destroying themselves while they're doing it. Instead of protecting their country and protecting their people and ensuring that all their people have been evacuated from the country before their military pulls out, America pulled out the military and left their people. No country should ever do that to their people. That should never happen. You know, the Marines, the United States Marines, aside from yelling "Semper Fi," their declaration of loyalty to Americans, their main objective in any war is that nobody is left behind, that they take back every man, woman, child, every body, every American goes back to the United States. That is their goal. That is their mission. That's in their DNA. I saw the other day an American Marine, a Marine that was stationed in Iraq, who was literally crying on the television. He was crying because he was crazed that he couldn't go back and save the Americans that were there. He said that was his job. That's what he was trained for. Leave no American behind. Always be there and stay there until the last guy is out. And they were ordered out. He ended up resigning his position as a Marine because he couldn't take it. He couldn't take it. Just couldn't understand how his government could abandon their own people. And a government that abandons their own people is not a government. It's over. It's over. Every single member of this government who abandoned people in Iraq, people in Afghanistan, if there's credible evidence that these people were killed, should be held responsible for the deaths of these people. They should be held up for war crimes by turning their own people over to the enemy. It's almost treason. And if you look at the definition of treason, it actually would fall into part of the definition of treason. It's unbelievably crazy. And now America has shown that they're weak. They have shown the enemy, the Middle Eastern enemy, that they're weak. So there was a terror attack on Americans the other day. And a bunch of soldiers, as they were leaving, were killed. But that was okay. President Biden got up and said, you know, we shouldn't have done that. That they shouldn't have died. But never expressed personal condolences to the families. Never called them. Never bothered. Because politicians, especially politicians that don't care about their people, don't care about their country, they tend not to have too much of a heart when it comes to other people's deaths. Sure, he invoked the death of his own son, but the death of other people's children, that doesn't really matter him. It doesn't really bother him all that much. It's kind of sad. So what's going to replace the American Empire? Well, China's going to replace the American Empire. And the America itself is going to turn into a socialist state. It's really heading that way. The Marxist-Leninist groups, the groups that support Marxism, are rising at an unbelievable steady pace in the United States. The whole idea of a democratic republic, a democracy, is going to disappear in the United States. It's already starting to disappear.
Which brings me to, where do the Jews sit in all this? I know. And I hate when people do that when they flip things over and they say, okay, what about the Jews? But we have to look at the Jews because I care about the Jewish people. I care deeply about the Jewish people. I've dedicated my entire life working for the Jewish people. I've dedicated my entire life advocating for the Jewish people. And I care about what happens to the Jewish people. So what happens to the Jewish people when the American Empire falls and the Marxists rise? What happens to the Jewish people when the Islamists come to the shores of America and start fighting the Marxists and then take over and try to create a caliphate in America? What happens when all that happens? And 20 years ago and 30 years ago, most people would look at this and say, what, are you crazy? How could you even talk like that? But think about it today. Think about what's happening in Europe today, how the radical Islamists have taken over Europe. And then think about how it's going to happen in America. Now that America has shown radical Islam that America is weak, how long until the radical Islamists show up on the shores of America and try to take it over? And Americans, and most of the world, has shown their weakness. When we take a look at their reaction to this disease, to this COVID disease, and the way they capitulated their human rights and their personal rights in seconds, we understand that compliance, that compliance is the main ideology running now. We see how they change their. We see how Americans change their way they talk and the way they live and the way they act based on the whims of a couple of wing nuts. And we see American values out the window, family values out the window, conservative values out the window. And religion became a bad word. All to placate a bunch of wing nuts who rose to power and who rose to prominence because the media allowed them to. Because the media has become as crazy as they are. And we see the capitulation. We see them rolling over and playing dead. And we have to realize, and we have to look at history again. This is why we learn history. We have to look at history again and realize that we have come to a point in America where American values doesn't exist. Family values doesn't exist. Morality doesn't exist. America has lowered itself to the lowest common denominator and made itself ripe for the entrance of radical Islam. And that's what's going to happen now. America showed its weakness. Islamists are coming. I'm Howie Silverberg, this is Political Hitman. Call me, IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. The numbers are on the top of the page.
Are you tired of political correctness and the fear that you might offend someone?
I'm not afraid to offend you.
Wow, look who's talking tough.
One has to be tough to keep sane today.
Hi, I'm Alan Skorsky.
And I'm Bela Seabrow.
And join us every Wednesday for The Definitive Wrap as we interview the most sought-after guests and expose progressive trends that masquerade as enlightenment but actually destroy our freedoms.
We are the No Woke Zone, so buckle up for this exciting show.
Buckling up, but I'm driving.
Sure, you can drive, but I'm the navigator.
Tune in for the no-nonsense, The Definitive Wrap Show, every Wednesday on Israel News Talk Radio.
Political Hitman. I'm Howie Silberger, your political hitman here on Israel News Talk Radio. Feel free to join me in the chat room at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, where the chat is always lively and always fun. You could call into the show. This is a call-in show, so I'd love to talk to you. Call in 301-768-4841. In North America and Israel, the number is 02-650-0151. So, the American Empire has fallen. America has shown its weakness. And the American Empire is in imminent collapse. It's been collapsing for a while, but now it's on free fall. We saw this before. Remember 13 British colonies,
took over the United States of America and formed the United States in the 1700s. We've seen this before, a ragtag group of Holocaust survivors formed an army and attacked the British and were able to conquer the land that is now the state of Israel. We've seen this before, where one Indian man named Mahatma Gandhi, through fasting and through nonviolent ways of life, was able to topple the British Empire and their stronghold on his country. We've seen this before, over and over and over and over again. We've seen major empires, mighty empires, the Ottoman Empire, the British Empire, the Byzantine Empire. We've seen them all fall. We've seen them all go by the wayside, just gone. Now the American Empire is heading in that direction. So internally, America is bleeding out, where radical crazies have taken over the asylum. We've seen in the last few years, we've seen declarations by the American government that gender doesn't exist anymore. Apparently, biology has been banned in America. We've seen children being forced to play sports without a ball, because heaven forbid they should know the feeling of losing a game. We've seen pronouns being created, words being created to describe people that don't exist. And we've all bought into, well, Americans have all bought into this concept that because you think it, it must be true. And then this crazy political correctness took over. And when we saw books like Dr. Seuss's If I Ran the Zoo being pulled off the shelves of libraries and burned at the stake because it had a depiction that might insult somebody. So suddenly, saying something that would be insulting to somebody became horrific and punishable by careers being destroyed and lives being ruined. Just yesterday, the executive producer of a game show in the United States, Jeopardy, was fired from his job. He had to leave his job because 10 years ago he said something on a podcast that people today just disagree with. He's not the only one. He's just a high-profile one that happened recently. But this is the world that America has become. The weakness from within has leaked into the outside. The jellyfish, no backbone American has taken over the government and has taken over the country. And what happened to strong Americans? Where did all the strong Americans go? Where did all the Americans with a spine go? Where did all the Americans who at one point got up and said, hey, wait a second, this is ridiculous. How are we allowing this to happen in our country? The land of the free, the home of the brave. How's this possible? All those Americans with spines have disappeared. They have become jellyfish. They've become amoebas, little puddles of cells. Backbones have been removed, surgically removed, forcibly removed, ripped out of people's backs. Because people are afraid that their careers, that their lives, that their reputations will disappear. Overnight, instantly, gone. I'll tell you that doing a radio show for the last 27 years, I've said quite a few stuff on my shows over the years that have really made a lot of people upset. And I'll tell you that I've lost many jobs because of things I've said on the show and things that people perceive I've said on the show. But I haven't stopped talking because I believe, and I strongly believe, and I will continue to believe, and I will sacrifice my jobs if I have to, that if we don't talk about the issues, if we don't understand what's going on, if we don't look at it
with a critical mind, if we don't look at the world in a, with a critical mind, then we are part of the problem, not part of the solution. If we can't talk about it, if we can't discuss it, if we can't point it out, and if we can't get like-minded people to realize that you're giving up, that, that if you turn your backbone and you're afraid to talk because some radical crazy who believes that that gender doesn't matter, that biology doesn't matter, that reality, that science, that we follow the science when it comes to COVID, but we can't follow the science when it comes to gender. Crazy, insane people. When we capitulate to this, and we believe that we could just sit back and allow these people to run our lives and to ruin our lives, when we don't fight back, when we don't get up and say, hey, wait a second, that is unacceptable, and we are not going to accept it. When we don't do that, then it's quite easy for America to fall apart. It's quite easy for any country to fall apart. And that's why America is collapsing. There is no strength from inside. The internal backbone of America has disappeared. The external backbone of America has disappeared. The government is filled up with these soul-eating enemas. And here we are. Here we are. America embarrassing themselves militarily. On the world stage, America is showing their enemies in the Middle East that they are weak and defeatable. All right, let's just stop for a second and think about this for 1 second. What was the first thing the Taliban did after the Americans left? They got onto the American Humvees. They picked up the American guns, and they took pictures and videos of them standing with it. They went into the high command center, the high command post of the American military, into the generals, the four-star general that ran the military in Afghanistan's office, and took pictures of them standing around the table, the conference table or his desk. Why did they do that? If you stop and think about it, why did they do that? They stopped to take pictures. They stopped to get these photo opportunities and show off their spoils of war, all the stuff America left there. They did it because they showing their might, that they're mighty against the United States, that the United States ran with their tails between their legs, leaving everything behind because of their might, and might makes right. This is why they did it. That is the reason they did it. That is the reason why when terrorist leaders are killed, usually pictures of their bodies are taken and displayed. Because might makes right. If we're stronger than your leader, then you are nothing to us. Then we are stronger than you. This is why America failed when they killed Saddam Hussein and did not show his body. They didn't show their dominance over Saddam Hussein. They didn't show their dominance over Al-Qaeda. And that's why Al-Qaeda existed after Saddam Hussein, after Osama bin Laden. This is why Al-Qaeda existed and branched off. The terrorists know they won. There's not even a doubt in the terrorist mind that they won. They've defeated the Americans. They've defeated the United States of America. Now, they defeated on their land. But you can't conquer a nation, you can't conquer a people, unless you take that people's land. So watch. And this is a lesson that we should have learned years ago. This is a lesson that should have been learned with the capitulation of Europe to the radical Islam, with the takeover of France and Germany to radical Islam. It's a lesson that should have been learned by every country in the world, but wasn't. Watch as radical Islam starts to take over the United States and starts clashing with the Marxists. Should be an interesting war, the Marxists versus the radical Islamists. I don't know who's going to win. But whoever wins will rule the United States of America. And once they rule the United States of America, the democratic republic that was dreamed of in the 1700s will disappear. The founding fathers were not dumb when they said
We have a republic, and we'll hold on to it as long as we can. They envision that at one point or another, some group is going to come and be stronger than them. Some group is going to come and conquer them. And their republic that they lived and they died for will cease to exist in the way that it exists now. Watch for the rise of radical Islam. Watch for the Marxists fighting the radical Islam for power of the United States. And watch as the United States crumbles and falls. It is such a shame. It is such a horrible, horrific shame. I cry every night when I think about it. And I worry for the Jews of the United States, and I worry for the Jews of the world, as radical Islam sinks its paws and claws into yet another country. And I thank God that the State of Israel exists. And I thank God that Jews could always go there. I'm Howie Silverberg, this political hitman. I want to wish you a Shana Tova, a Happy New Year, and I'll see you next show. Take care.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.